The initial phrase of the Satipatthana that we explored the other day offers us some skillful ways to set up conditions for establishing wise mindfulness. And in a way, I think of that phrase, abides, contemplating, body is body, ardent, fully aware and mindful, freeing oneself from desires and discontent for the world. It's a pointing to how to be with experience. It's the creation of the container we talked about the other day, how to be with our experience so that it creates wise mindfulness, a mindfulness that is freeing. And so there is not only what we pay attention to, for now the body is a body, and particularly the breath, but how we are with it. Right from the beginning of the Satipatthana Sutta, the Buddha encourages us, the teaching encourages us to explore how we are. And so, relaxing the body, exploring the possibility of relaxation, maybe requesting, dropping in a request into our system. May the body relax and see what happens with that request. May the mind relax abiding And as we touch into this feeling of abiding, gently allowing our attention to begin to orient towards the body as a body, the breath in the body. Relax and let the breath come to you, receive the experience of breathing. Let the breath show you how it is. Ardent, connected, intimate, gentle persistence to stay connected. Fully aware and mindful. Last part of the phrase, freeing oneself from desires and discontent. the world. A way to practice with that in the container. Is to, from time to time, notice how you are in relationship to the experience. If you're connected with the breathing, there is the breathing and the knowing of the experience of breathing. And then there can be relationship to the breathing. How are you in relationship with the experience of breathing? This is not something to think about or try to figure out. I'm going to talk for just a couple of minutes about different kinds of relationships that can show up. And just let this wash over you for now. Three common relationships are related to wanting something to happen, wanting something to stop happening, or maybe a little bit of confusion or disconnection, a pulling away, a kind of a checked out quality. These three relationships are related to greed, aversion, delusion. And so sometimes with the breath, we may find we're leaning in to paying attention to the breath, maybe wanting to see it more clearly or wanting to hold on because it feels good right now. Or maybe we find it a little unpleasant, we don't like it, we want something to change, we want something to be different. I don't like this breath. It's too short, it's not relaxed enough. All of these are relationships, attitudes to our breath. Sometimes attitudes show up as agendas about how we're practicing. The breathing should be longer or shorter, or I should feel calmer, something like that. Really useful to notice these agendas as just being another part of our experience. And so these three flavors of relationship, that of wanting, not wanting, confusion or not connecting. These are fairly common attitudes that infuse how we are paying attention to the breath. And if they are not seen, if we're not consciously aware of them, then instead of freeing ourselves from desire and discontent, we're actually attaching ourselves to it. There's a fourth kind of relationship to experience, Sometimes it can go unnoticed also. And that is what I'll overarching call balance of mind. That basically, sometimes our attitude can be no problem. How I am with the breath is that this breath is as it is, and the mind is at ease with that. So this attitude of being at ease this flavor of attitude can take different forms. Sometimes when the mind is at ease, no problem. There can be a flavor or feeling in the heart of kindness, friendliness. There might be a flavor of compassion. Even delight or joy or happiness. There could be a flavor of curiosity and interest. There could be a flavor of gratitude, appreciation. Or equanimity. At different times when the mind is okay with experience, different flavors may appear. Different of these flavors may appear. And we can begin to see into so many beautiful qualities of mind that influence how we are with experience. Relax. Abide. Allowing the breath to come to you. Staying connected with a gentle persistence. Light touch of effort. And from time to time, it can be useful to check in. What is my relationship to what's happening? What is the relationship to the breath right now? You can use the question, what's the attitude, what's the relationship, as a tool. But using that tool not as a prompt to think about what the relationship is, but more to allow the attention to broaden to include how we are. Using that question can spark some interest in the mind to naturally be curious about the question. And so we don't need to think about it. It's like an orientation. Mind, are you willing to show me something about the relationship to the experience right now? When attitudes and agendas are hidden, and we're unaware of how we are in relationship to the breath, those relationships connected to greed, aversion, and delusion. Tend to be running the show without our conscious awareness. And so just bringing the attitude or the relationship into mind is mostly what's helpful. Oh, there's the breath and I want it to be different. Oh, that's what's happening right now. Or, oh, there's the breath and delight. That's what's happening right now. This occasional checking of our relationship to experience provides a support to begin to free the mind from desires and discontent, both by exposing unseen desire and discontent and reinforcing the experience when desire and discontent are absent. Reinforcing the non-suffering when desire and discontent are absent.